This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for September 3rd, 2010. I'm Natalie Pincham, and I will be reading a synopsis of an article on venous thromboembolism, as well as a summary of a literature review, both of which were published online today. Prophylactic correction of the International Normalized Ratio, or INR, in neurosurgery. A brief review of a brief literature. This literature review was written by Kelly West and colleagues. Prophylactic fresh frozen plasma transfusion is often performed in hemodynamically stable patients with a minimally elevated INR prior to invasive procedures. The authors reviewed the current literature and found little evidence to support this practice. Several studies have shown an imperfect correlation between mild elevations in the INR and subsequent bleeding tendency. Furthermore, plasma transfusion is not always sufficient to achieve normal values in patients presenting with an INR of less than 2. Moreover, there are potential risks and disadvantages to transfusion, including infection, fluid overload, and allergic or anaphylactic reactions, as well as the unnecessary use of time and resources. Transfusion and laboratory testing may simply delay necessary interventions. The authors discuss the management of specific scenarios, such as patients with traumatic brain injury or those who are actively bleeding. Finally, they explore the mechanics behind laboratory testing of coagulation values and conclude that a redefinition of the normal INR value may be warranted. Specifically, an INR of less than 1.5 detected on routine screening of a stable patient may not require intervention. The decision to transfuse should not be based on laboratory values alone, but requires analysis of the complete clinical picture, which also includes a patient's signs and symptoms. Venous thromboembolism, deep venous thrombosis and pulmonary embolism in a neurosurgical population. A clinical article by Ahmad Khaldi and co-authors. Neurosurgical patients are at a high risk of developing venous clots in the lower extremities, as well as clots in the lungs, both of which are a major cause of morbidity and death. In this study, the authors evaluate the risks of developing lower extremity deep venous thrombosis following a neurosurgical procedure. They also assess the relationship between deep venous thrombosis and pulmonary embolism as related to venous thromboembolism prophylaxis in neurosurgical patients. The authors found that the vast majority of the clots in the lower extremities in neurosurgical patients develop within the first week after a neurosurgical intervention. In addition, there is a positive correlation between clot formation and duration of surgery. The authors found that the use of pharmacological prophylaxis reduced the rate of lower extremity clots by 43%. However, there was no reduction in the pulmonary embolism rate. The use of pharmacological prophylaxis did not increase the rate of surgical site hemorrhage. Therefore, the use of pharmacological clot formation prophylaxis, such as subcutaneous heparin, appears to be a safe way of reducing clot formation in the lower extremities in neurosurgical patients without significantly increasing the rate of complications. Less than 1% of patients develop pulmonary embolism, but lowering that rate is still elusive. The authors believe there is a need for a randomized, prospective, multicenter study of pulmonary embolism in neurosurgical patients. Thank you for listening. Sign up in iTunes to get all our weekly podcasts delivered straight to you. To read all the articles published by the JNSPG this week, or to visit our podcast archive, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.